Hey everyone, this is Joe. It is Monday morning, September 19th, a day after I released the show on September 18th for our show that we did on September 17th. Are you confused yet? But anyhow, we were at the Collingwood Arts Center, and when I edited that show, I could not find an interview that I did. I swear I hit record, but it wasn't in there. I could not find it. The equipment that we use is called the Zoom H6, which is, I feel, one of the best recorders out there. And this interview was not there. It wasn't there. I went through every file. And I'm like, oh man, I never hit record. But apparently I did, because it's back. Here it's Monday morning. I'm getting ready to clean out the recorder. And it's back. So did we experience the Mandela effect, or was it a cantation? But anyhow. I wanted to put this interview up for you guys. So I hope you enjoy it. There's going to be no intro music, no outro music. It's just going to be the interview. Awesome guy, Al Luna. He runs a paranormal group called Paranormal Spirit Encounter Investigations out of Toledo, Ohio. And his Facebook page, check it out, folks. I mean, this is awesome. They put tons of stuff on their page. It's facebook.com/PARASEI. All right. So anyhow, hope you enjoy the interview. Sorry I didn't put it in the main show, but like I said, I couldn't find it. And it's back. Al Luna's back, folks. So enjoy the interview, and we'll see you next week with a complete show.
Okay, 222 Paranormal Podcast, broadcasting from Paranormal Toledo at the Collingwood Arts Center, Toledo, Ohio. And with us today, we have the one and only Al Luna.
Hey, thank you for bringing me in today.
And Al is with his group PSEI. Can you tell us what that stands for, Al?
Well, that is Paranormal Spirit Investigation. Did I say it wrong? Paranormal
we'll
Spirit
out.
Encounter Investigations.
Awesome.
Amazing.
Yes.
So, the Collingwood Arts Center, we've waited a long time
Finally.
For this day.
Oh, we have too. Actually, when we got the idea of doing a convention, I had been talking with Christopher Tillman of Haunted Toledo, and we wanted to find a location where we could do a convention. Both of us agreed that this was the greatest spot in Toledo.
Yeah.
We came down, we talked with Lexi, the manager, and she brought in some other great people, Lake Erie Paranormal, Tower Paranormal, and I think we put together a great convention here.
I cannot get over the turnout of how many people are here. It's awesome.
It is absolutely amazing, the amount of vendors that came in and
yes.
the people who are here. And I believe all the VIP tickets sold out.
Yes, they did.
Amazing.
That's awesome. So tell us a little bit about the group.
Well, our team actually, and I'll even step back a little farther, because my wife and I have been investigating for over 5.5, going on 6 years.
Okay.
We belonged to a group formerly, and we had some great investigations with them. But it got to the point where we started to feel like something was missing. And the simple fact was that after we were investigating, finding activity in homes, nothing was really being done to help the people that lived there.
Yeah, that's...
And we felt in our hearts that we mm-hmm. couldn't walk away from them. We needed to help them with their problems.
Yeah, because it gets to the point where people are coming in and doing the investigations, and the people that are at the houses think, wait a minute, are we just here for their fun?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then it's like a void afterwards.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the thing that kind of bothers us about a lot of the TV shows and
right.
that, too.
Mm-hmm. They stir up things and then just leave. And
right.
then the people are stuck no better off than when they started.
Right, right. And actually, in our introduction tonight, before my presentation, I had Jason from Lake Erie Paranormal bring up that we were instrumental in helping the family that was on the dead files a few years ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
East Toledo family.
Mm-hmm.
We heard about it, and actually I met the daughter at a Taco Bell at lunch one day.
Okay.
I gave her my card just out of, something that I do by habit.
Mm-hmm.
And, she said, wait, can you help us? And she explained the situation. I said, yeah, I believe we can help you.
Yeah.
So we talked to the Roman Catholic priest that we'd gotten to know pretty well. He said he'd come down and do an exorcism, and things have been well for the family since.
That's awesome.
That is amazing. Yeah.
You know, and that's our goal, is to help people. Exactly. So that's why we created our team.
Great.
And how long did you say you were together? I'm sorry.
We actually started our team in January of 2014. Okay. So it's been over 2.5 years.
That's awesome.
Great. Yes. Where are some of the places that you've investigated? Like, not homes, but...
Oh, other than homes, of course, we've been here to the Art Center twice. We have investigated Mancy's Restaurant, the original Mancy's.
Didn't you just post something about that?
Yes, we did.
I saw that.
Yes, we did.
That was so amazing. And I would have ate all the steaks while I was there.
Actually, it was such a fun night because when we went in... one of the brothers, one of the owners, you know, he's pretty nervous about what could be in there. And we were just trying to show him that it's nothing to really be afraid of.
Exactly.
And during the second session, he sat up with one of our investigators, had a device out in front of him called a periscope. And at least 4 times on request for the family member that was there to light it up for him, it lit up.
Wow. Awesome. That's
After
amazing.
After that session, the brother left and did not want to come back.
It's like, wait a minute, they're here for you. Come back.
Yes.
You know, and that's one of the oldest restaurants in Toledo, you know. And it's a beautiful building.
Wow.
It's right by my house, too.
Oh,
so,
great.
Yeah, it's amazing. Great. Yeah, so we have been here, what, a couple of hours now, and we've got a lot of activity going on here. I've had more people come up and say, I got touched in the theater. I felt a cold spot. So I think tonight's going to be an amazing
I think
hunt.
It is. I think the folks that have come in here have really stirred things up. I actually just went out and walked the theater myself, and I walked the left aisle, and as I was coming down, I held my hand out, and got ice cold as I was coming down the aisle.
Wow.
So they were holding my hand as I was coming down.
That is great.
That is amazing.
So I want to hear, okay, let's hear about your most embarrassing moment that you can say on the air.
Wow.
That has happened to you.
Embarrassing moment.
I'm throwing a curveball to you.
Wow, I'm trying to think of one.
Have you had any?
Well, you know, one thing you don't want to do is eat Taco Bell before an investigation.
Or bar food.
Yeah. Any of that good deep fried stuff. We have had some EVPs that we really had to figure out what it was until we figured out it was just gas.
Ghost farts. Can we say farts on our show?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I can barely hear you in my...
Really? Am I turned down too far? Am I talking too far?
There you go.
There you go.
We go. Okay.
So how can people get a hold of you guys?
We do have a Facebook page, and actually it's not PSEI. It's not our long name. It's actually Para, PARASEI, on Facebook. We also have a website that's the same thing, www.parasei.com.
Okay.
And on there, you will see our email address. You'll see our phone number. We have our home phone number on there. One thing that's been kind of disappointing to me over the years, that trying to find a paranormal group in another part of the country, you know, if I get a call, I've gotten them from Arizona, from Florida, from Texas, and people want help. And we don't travel that far. So when I go out to find someone to help them, there's never any phone numbers on the websites or anything like that. That's pretty disappointing to me. If they're out there to help people, then let's give them a simple way to get you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and I go on their Facebook page all the time and check stuff out. And you guys got an awesome page.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, awesome page. I check stuff out there all the time. So
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on there a lot. I've seen a lot of the posts, and it's always helpful. And... some funny stuff too. So
and if you get a chance, check out their Facebook page. They always have lectures. I actually went to your lecture at the Toledo Library over on Harvest Lane.
Oh, we appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was there, and it was amazing. It was very informative, and there was a lot of people there.
Yeah,
you know, who really wanted, had good questions, and you guys were able to answer all of their questions.
Well, and just a heads up for everyone, too, we're actually doing a presentation at the Way Library in Perrysburg on October 13th. And then with Togues, who you just interviewed a little bit ago, we're doing a joint presentation with them at the Springfield Township Hall.
Oh, that's going to be cool.
That's going to be October 27th. So
oh,
we're
wonderful.
Doing the Halloween presentation
Ooh,
with them.
Day after your birthday, Joe.
Yeah.
You might have to go out and check it out.
Uh-huh.
We'll be there supporting you 100%.
Appreciate that.
Yes, great. So thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you
Enjoy
for having
the
us.
Rest of the Paranormal Toledo Festival Convention. And I hope we get lots of evidence tonight.
We're working on it, and you know if we get it, you'll see it on the Facebook
yes,
page.
Yes, definitely.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.